Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And just to prove there's hope in the world, it's not any Wednesday morning, Alan. It's the first day of spring.
Wow. Well, I tell you, I've lived in the Berkshires for long enough to know that we're being set up through maybe April, sometimes May. So anybody who's got their bathing suit out, forget it.
We're already watching a system moving in for the weekend that could potentially bring some wintry weather, but it's nice to think about spring being closer. How about
this idea from Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren in her presidential bid to get rid of the Electoral College?
She's right, of course. I mean, there's no question about it. The Electoral College is outmoded. We've had now more than one in which the losing candidate is the winner of the popular vote. That ain't right, as my boy Jonas always says. So the fact is that we're a different country now than when the Founding Fathers put it all together. They were afraid of mob rule. They were absolutely insistent that the smaller states be well represented as they are in the Electoral College. And what you want to do is you want to amass this number of people in the states like New York and California and other places who will put all of their potential votes together and say, we will only vote for the candidate who gets the most votes. Now, when you get to a majority of the Electoral College, I believe it's 270, it's all over. So that if everybody stays to their word. Now, that could be reinforced by a constitutional amendment. It could be reinforced by a bill in the Congress. Nevertheless, it does look like that is the right track to go on, because that way you don't have to amend the Constitution. You just have every state making their assurances. Now, you know enough about Donald Trump to know he's a liar. He may endorse something like that. I doubt very much he will, because that's the way he won the last time. But it's a very good idea, and she's right.
Federal authorities investigating Russian interference into the presidential election obtained search warrants, Alan, for emails of Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer, of course, and fixer, beginning in July 2017, much earlier than originally thought. Those documents were released yesterday by federal authorities.
Yeah, well, they were released and they weren't. There were so many redactions. There were 20 pages that were completely eliminated. The Washington Post has gone to court to try to get redactions eliminated in the past, and they will again, because it's enough already. The American people really need to know what's going on. Apparently, what they're all afraid of is that the president is named in those redactions. And we don't know if that's true, but if that's the case, I think Mueller is playing it safe. I think the fact that the Washington Post does go and reinforce freedom of the press and freedom of our right to know as citizens is a good thing, even if they don't win, and I suspect they won't.
President Trump said with Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro yesterday he has adopted the president's combative persona and certainly lavished praise on the president yesterday in the press conference, as well as talking about things like the prevalence of, quote, fake news.
David, if you'd make a list of all of the so-called friends of Donald Trump, these are some of the most scurrilous people in the world. I think that list is headed by guys like Duterte and Putin and others. There are some people who say he's never met a dictator he doesn't like. And that's perhaps because he wants to be a dictator. And we see some dictatorial moves. He wants the press investigated. The press is the enemy of the people. That's our First Amendment right. So we can pretty well assume that this guy would love to do the same thing. The election he went through was going to be a rigged election. My bet is that if he thinks he's going to lose the next time, that election's going to be a rigged election too, in his mind or in his utterances, which may be two different things. So if he gets away with that and refuses to walk out, which I doubt very much will happen, but if he does, it will be the worst crisis this country has been in since the Civil War.
The college admissions scandal, Alan, and the fallout. Students caught up in admissions scandal face a reckoning. From the New York Times, at the University of Southern California, those linked to the admissions fraud are blocked from registering for classes pending a review. Just one of the many inquiries now underway.
Well, logically, nobody likes to blame the kids for what their parents did, but if the fruits of what their parents' wrongdoing turns out to be that this kid is in Yale or is in another place, then those colleges, from a point of view of just follow the bouncing ball, shouldn't be there. And if they shouldn't be there and you want to reestablish credibility, I think you have to kick them out, especially if you can prove that they knew it. But frankly, I think you have to kick them out, because otherwise nobody's ever going to believe in the system. And the consequences for illegal admission have to be expulsion.
Well, the issue of legalizing marijuana in New York State, Alan, it looked like it was on the fast track. It was going to get approved in the budget process. the state clamoring for money with a big budget hole. They're projecting $3 billion in revenue from this. Then it got a little more complicated. The legislature pushed back against the governor and said we need to take more time. Things like social justice issues and other things need to be included in this law. You had some law enforcement agencies and others also pushing back against it. Now, the governor yesterday says he's dropping his proposal from the state budget, but it doesn't mean it wouldn't be finished by the end of session.
Do you see a sort of common road here with the failed Amazon deal? The Senate and the Assembly ended up with egg on their faces. And in fact, a recent poll showed that a lot of people are blaming Ocasio-Cortez for this and her colleagues. And certainly the Senate did not come in for any distinction on the whole thing. So now Cuomo, who told us a year ago he was not for marijuana, turns around and says, well, guess I can't do it. He says he's for it. But I see that the possibility here is that the same people who got blamed for the Amazon screw-up are going to get blamed here for the marijuana screw-up. You know, this is one smart politician, this Cuomo, and it may well work.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. As always, thank you, Alan, and go spring.
Come spring. Let's go. Let's get that done.